Radio. The following is an encore presentation.
Hello and welcome to the Joe Show, where we are broadcasting the best of the best over 8 years of the Joe Show on Om Times Radio. We will be premiering our season 9 Friday, September the 25th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. So until that time, enjoy the best of the best from the Joe Show. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Joe Show on Blog Talk Radio. First show that we're doing at co-host with me again. Welcome to the Joe Show here. Joe here with you. And again, Crystal.
As you can tell, very nice day outside. I just heard a motorcycle go by.
Yeah, beautiful outside, 2007. The last week of summer, actually the last few days of summer. Summer ends on the 22nd,
yep.
And then fall kicks in. And yeah, and then it's time to get ready for Christmas time.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's so funny.
I went into the dollar store today because they do have some great Halloween stuff.
That's what you're buying my Christmas gift.
Well, pretty much. The way things are going this year, but no, because I want to set my house up again. Last year I was in Mississauga. This was the year before that I did it, so I'd like to do something again this year.
So you get all decked out for Halloween?
Yeah, you were there. Remember you saw your cousins and that?
Yeah, your house gets all decked up.
Yeah, so we should put on a scene out front and scare a lot of kids and teenagers, believe it or not, but so I was in a dollar store looking at some things, and they have, like, these fake hearts, and they look so real because they're all squishy and they drip blood and stuff. But anyway, moving on, I'm just hoping they're fake. The same aisle. The right side was Halloween. The left side, they're starting to merch Christmas. They're starting to put their Christmas merch
on the aisle. That's funny. That is scary. There you go, Halloween right there.
I'm like, which... You're confusing people now. First of all, I thought it was left to right. Now you're going right to left, and there's two different seasons.
That's funny. Well, we do our show now. We have an actual schedule about time.
Yeah,
every
I know.
Every Wednesday and every Thursday. Your phone's ringing.
Sorry, I thought I took care of that.
Every Wednesday and every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. And I just noticed Halloween falls on a Wednesday when we're going to do a show.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Halloween?
Halloween, 3:30 to 4:30. It just takes 1 hour. You're not even working. You could take 1 hour of your day out.
I'll have to set up early then. Because kids come around early now.
Well, they're not coming at 4:30. They'll probably come after
at
5:30. Can you just close that? We're doing a radio show.
Yeah, I thought I had closed it before, but for some reason it didn't.
Well, if you want to make our phone ring, you can do so and call in at 646-716-9305. We'll also take in your questions or comments that you have for our guest today, the incredible Boris. He's a hypnotist. He's been on Maury.
Joey, you've had some experiences with hypnotists and that.
Yes, I've been hypnotized before. We're not going to get hypnotized on air today. Montel Williams, he's been on, and Howie Mandel. And he deals with crazy fears with people.
Right.
People who are afraid of balloons, pickles, mustard, the things you wouldn't even believe. And if you are afraid of things like that, you can call in 646-716-9305 when the incredible Boris does join us today.
All right. Now, we're going to have our weekend headlines in just a little bit, but also I want to talk about my weekend. I'll get to your weekend in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But we're having, because we're located in the Niagara region, we're having something like American Idol, Canadian Idol. Welland is putting on.
Is that this weekend or next?
Well, here's the thing. Niagara Idol, the auditions were last weekend.
Right.
Okay. And if you made that round of auditions, you would get into this weekend's round two of auditions. If you win this week's round two auditions, you go to the finals, which is the last weekend in September.
Okay.
And now that's at the food festival.
Okay, so the food festival is the
29th and 30th.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I go on audition Saturday, and I sing Calendar Girls, Neil Sedaka.
This is this past Saturday.
This past Saturday.
Just clarifying for people who didn't know.
And they tell me I did great, great vibrato, everything was great. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Monday, I get a phone message on my machine, and it's the Welland Heritage Council, and they called me. They're running the Niagara Idol, and they call me to host Niagara Idol.
Well, you can't compete in it if you're hosting.
Thank you. So I called back, and I said, look, I already auditioned for the Idol, and I want to audition because I want to win. It's a $1,000 recording deal at a local recording studio here in our hometown. So the thing is, she goes to me, well, we're really down MCs and we need like you to host this Saturday's event, second round of auditions. Then we need you to host Friday the 28th from 6 to 11, Saturday 11 to 11, and Sunday the 11 to 6.
Now, will it be?
Well, here's the thing. I said, it's going to contradict a contestant hosting and competing at the same time. And if I do win, then it looks really bad because it's someone who's working for them that wins. So she goes, is it the prize that you're after? I said, yes. She said, well, we can't pay you because we're a charity. We can't do that. But if I can get the local recording studio to donate another $1,000 recording deal and pay you that, would you host? And I said yes.
Well, yeah.
Because then I'm at least guaranteed to get it.
That $1,000 recording time.
Yeah. So, hopefully, fingers crossed,
wow,
she can get that for me. And then I also gave other stipulations. I need unlimited water, I need food, I need free parking, and I need all this other stuff too in that. But we'll see what happens. So either I'm competing or I'm hosting.
But either way, you have a chance at $1,000 recording.
Yeah, and I'm going to be coming out with a new CD.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow.
So that's what's happening to that. Now, going on with another competition, I'm involved, and it ends on Thursday at noon, the round one. Famecast.com is the website. www.famecast.com. It's free to register, and all you need to do is have an email address, and after you do that, under the search box, type in Joe Crawford, and then you'll see my video, and you click vote now for me. There's 267 videos that have submitted in for this contest. The top 50 move on tomorrow at... I am now in 14th place.
Wow! I think you're a little safe to say that you'll be moving on.
By the top 50, I hope so. Now, top...
If you're in 14th, then it's top 50th.
Yeah.
Oh. Not a little bit of leeway.
Well, I hope so. I started out before I did all the advertising, without doing any advertising, just doing Facebook at 46.
You're giving us all a heart attack saying, I've got to make this top 50. Everybody vote for me. Everybody vote for me. So we all go vote for you. Meanwhile, you're already in 46.
Yeah. I could go, though.
Okay.
Right? Now, doing all the advertising I've been doing, I moved from 46 to 14 within 1 week.
moved from 14 to number one, Joe.
So now, after the top 50, it goes to top 25.
Well, at least you're still in there.
Yeah. Then, well, I have to get you have to re-vote.
Yeah.
Again, it goes all back to zero.
Okay.
Right? So you have to re-vote to get me into the 25 part.
Okay.
Then from top 25, it goes to top 10.
You better do some more advertising.
Then from top 10, it goes to top 5. If you make it in the top 5, you get a free round-trip airfare trip to accommodations, everything covered for, Austin, Texas. You perform live on there.
And
he sounds, so yes.
And he sounds, so
yes.
So we'd have to take our own speakers, or you just need someone to work sound?
Well, you need to bring some of your own equipment down, too, they say. Yeah. They'll have amps and that
if
stuff there.
If I lose my equipment, what happens if those speakers
Well, if I win, it's $10,000.
Okay, then, so that's covered.
But that's what happens.
So
that's what happens. Yeah, pretty much. So that's what they're looking for. I'll be talking about that for the next few weeks if I still stay in the competition. www.famecast.com. Go on, register for free, and vote for me, please. What did you do this weekend?
This weekend? Oh, I went to a wedding.
Right.
Very
oh,
nice
yeah,
car.
You went to the wedding. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we did the head shave. We
yeah.
went to the head shave at Harvey's. I hosted Saturday morning. You made
Saturday
it there.
Morning.
And then you had
pretty much ran around like a chicken head cut off to get ready for the wedding. Then, okay, here. That's the best part.
Now, who got married?
Boyfriend's
sister. Okay.
Yeah. So wedding's at 12:30. So okay, whatever. We'll leave the house by like 10 after 12 at the latest.
Right.
Because it's at the BIC church.
Right.
So we're driving out like towards Waynefleet. BIC church still left.
Okay, so this is in Waynefleet.
Yeah, we're
okay.
heading out towards Waynefleet. You look to the left, like I'm like, here's the church. Not a single car in the parking lot. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like. And then I look at the sign, and it's like BIC in small letters. So there's another BIC somewhere. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's 12:15. She gets married in 15 minutes. So I call Amanda. I'm like, who else would know but Amanda? She lives in Waynefleet.
Right.
Oh, it's on the highway there. No, no. That says Port Colborne. And they're like, oh. Well, the only thing I could think of is, maybe out past Chambers Corners. I'm like, okay. So I fly, right? We've got 15 minutes to make it. I may or may not have been speeding. I may or may not have been doing 130 and a 50. So we're driving out past Chambers Corners. I'm like, oh, it's got to be the first one on the left here. No cars. Okay. So step on the gas pedal.
I don't know there to be a church at Chambers Corners, but okay.
Chambers Corners, once you get to Chambers Corners from Waynefleet, you turn left and go out towards Dunville.
Okay.
So I'm going out towards, and I know there's two churches on that street.
Right.
That I know of.
Right.
So the first one, no cars. I'm
right.
Like, oh, my God. So I may or may not have been speeding a little quicker. And then all of a sudden at the last minute, like, I'm like, I know there's one other church on the left up here. And then all of a sudden Blake was just like, BIC Waynefleet, was that it? And we're driving by. I'm like, thanks for keeping your
eyes
on.
Nice, nice.
So I pretty much hauled on the brakes and did a Yui.
That's
and
funny.
We made it.
Right.
Just sat down and then the music started.
Oh, jeez. That's very good. Now, where was the reception?
In Welland.
The Croatian
yeah,
Hall?
Yeah, Dante Lodge.
Oh, Dante Lodge. I've never been there. Food was good?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
It was scattered. The
yeah.
wedding was in Waynefleet. Pictures were in Vineland.
Oh,
and the reception was in Welland.
Were you at the wedding party, or was the brother, Blake?
Blake
oh, God.
I know.
That's craziness.
I know.
646-716-9305. That's the number to call in when we have Boris Hypnotist, the Incredible Boris. I forgot his name. Hypnotist, the Incredible Boris will be here and talking to us about 20 minutes.
You were talking about that head shave.
Right.
That I think Casey raised a couple $100 for that.
Did she?
So
good for her.
I know her herself. Is right.
Good.
A couple hundred.
Good. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to be doing headlines, word of the day, fact of the day, and comedian of the day right after this.
We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments, making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right. That should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
All right, welcome back to the Joe Show on blogtalkradio.com. And there we go. 646-716-9305, the number to call. To hit this incredible border joint on the Joe Show. He'll be stuck in the middle. Talk.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah.
Simpson.
I got so a little bit of that the other day. I didn't get to watch it at the mall, but I saw that they were arresting
him. Yeah, O.J. facing over 100 years in jail. A Las Vegas judge ordered O.J. Simpson held without bail on multiple felony counts, and if convicted, he could face up to 30 years on each burglary charge alone. The D.A. said he is facing a lot of time. So they're not giving him any celebrity treatment.
So, have we still found out if the bill is his or not?
That's the old one. All right, science has proved wine snobs are full of crap. Geneticists at Rockefeller University in New York have proven scientifically that when wine snobs claim they smell hints of hay, apricot, leather, or pencil shaving, they are just talking a lot of hooey. A study in today's journal, Nature, found that everyone smells things differently due to their genes.
People who try to describe how wine smells are just saying what they think they smell. For instance, small variations in just one gene can cause a person to perceive an ingredient that's in both male body odor and urine as smelling like either urine or vanilla.
Oh my lord.
Alright, group...
Pretty a person who can be in those two.
Drinks? Anyway. Group protest warning sign. Britain's campaign for plain English is calling for a halt to a growing number of signs and warnings that state the obvious. Examples include a packet of peanuts labeled warning containing nuts, sleeping pills labeled may cause drowsiness, a roadside reading caution water on road during rain, airline doors marked do not open while airborne, pepper spray labeled may irritate eyes, and a police poster urging people don't commit crime. A spokesman said these signs are so obvious they have no impact on behavior, and the creators must assume people have no intelligence. How true is that? How many times do you see stupid signs?
But you know what? If they didn't have them like that, people would complain that they don't understand them.
True.
So either way...
Why don't you just take down the stupid sign that says stop while I'm driving, okay?
Yeah, if everyone's supposed to know that, you know, it's an oxymoronic brand, whatever, why do you need the word stop for driving?
I don't know. But we can have doing that, we can have some fun with school buses. The Denton, Texas School District is investigating a Wednesday morning incident on a school bus that left an 11-year-old boy with cracked ribs and bruised organs after he flew through the air, hit the ceiling, and landed 3 feet ahead. Students claim the bus driver had stopped in front of a big dip and asked if the kids wanted him to hit it really hard so they could bounce in their seats. They approved, so he floored it.
Oh, he's not going to become bus.
I know where I work, we drive bus, we have seatbelts. So, maybe they might be looking. Well, they might be changing that. Who knows after that? The silly Kovalchuk of Kyiv, Ukraine was arrested after he used the wrong toilet at the toilet museum. The museum, which traces the entire history of the toilet from a hole in the ground, the toilet for the just opened last week. And Kovalchuk said he didn't realize that the toilets were only to look at. After he relieved himself, he was told visitors are supposed to use the public toilets on the outside. The museum has now added not-for-use boxes to their display. Kovalchuk said he apologized, then I told them I want my money back. Maybe you should just take the stupid sign. A bee stung a woman and ate her boob to be her. Southern China City News reports that a woman from Mayaoli, Iowa, was riding her motorcycle while wearing a low-cut dress and a pink feather on her butt. It apparently punctured her saline breast implant. She said, my right breast disappeared in only days. The surgeon said it was unusual because she's very skinny and it's the breast implant she replaced it with a partial to avoid acupuncture. That's the first time I think a B turned a D into an A. But anyways, I'm just joking. There's a 3-day waiting period for magic mushrooms. Magic mushrooms? The druggie that reveres Amsterdam for its liberal policy, but Mayor Gob Cohen wants to tighten them a bit. After a rash of incidents involving a radically self-destructive tourist, Cohen has called for a 3-day waiting period by hallucinogenic mushrooms. A&T News reports that under his plan, magic mushroom purchasers will have to show ID, accept informational flyers so they understand what they're buying, and they would be given a voucher. They can take it back 3 days later to get their mushrooms.
It's like a rain
check. Only in Amsterdam. That's going to do that with stacks. Anyway. Now, this is traffic lights and stop signs. Wait, there's a light. Germany no longer has any traffic lights or stop signs in its crowded downtown area. Officials believe moving all traffic controls will make make the street safer for pedestrians because now, hopefully our drivers will enjoy full rights to play at intersections. The mayor said traffic will no longer be dominant. It's part of a scheme called Shared Space, promoted by the way created by a Dutch traffic system. It's very successful in another way. I have no idea. Hopefully they're not on those three-day waiting mushrooms. Oh my. In about 10 minutes' time, we're going to hear from, and we'll have our fact of the day, our word of the day, our comedian of the day, right after this on the Joe Show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so telling about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Talk to him, you can do so by calling us at 646-716-9305, and that'll be in just about 5 minutes' time. But before we talk to him, we have our special word of the day. The word of the day is called pot boiler. So now, I'll give you two sentences. The plate was a mixed blessing. Through it, O'Neill latched on to a source of income, but the promise of his youth was essentially squandered on a pot boiler. Next one. If reading and travel are two of life's most rewarding experiences, to combine them is heavenly. I don't mean sitting on a beach reading the latest pot boiler, a fine form of relaxation, but not exactly mind expansive. Pot boiler. No. the noun.
Are you reading a book or a magazine?
No. Totally wrong, totally off.
I don't know.
It's a usually inferior literary or artistic work produced quickly for the purpose of making money.
So you're reading that?
You're reading that, or you're squandering the play.
Wouldn't that not be a book?
Well, literary, inferior literary, or artistic work.
Yeah, a book, reading a book. Artistic work is...
Yeah, okay, fine, I'll give it to you.
You don't read a picture.
Fine, I'll give it to you, I said. Lordy.
Let me just read this picture and I'll get back to you.
All right. Now, let's see, our fact of the day. Whoops, no, we're not going to survive. Our fact of the day... And I did have music for it, but I don't have it anymore. But that's okay. Because
good afternoon, yeah. New England School of English.
Hey, one.
No. There we go. Sorry. My fault again. We're having a little problems with our computer here. There we go. Okay. Headlines before headlines. Back in the day before the Credible Boris gives us a call here at the station. Give us a call to talk to the Credible Boris.
I think Joy has first dibs on those magic mushrooms.
646-716-9305. Did you know your fact of the day? That what do you think is the most dangerous animal on the planet?
On the planet?
On the planet.
Dangerous?
Most dangerous animal.
A horse?
Why would you say horse?
Because you can fall off and break your neck.
Actually, it's a mosquito.
Oh, carries diseases.
At the top of the risk list for mosquitoes is malaria. Even after
Donald
Trump's malaria. Melania. And we love Donald Trump, and he was a banker on Deal or No Deal, and he did a good job. Okay. Now, he was a banker on Deal or No Deal for the first show on Monday. Yeah. Anyways, even after decades of battling against the mosquito carrier, an amazing 40% of the world's population, mostly those living in the world's poorest countries, is still at risk of malaria. The disease causes more than 300 million acute illnesses each year and over a million deaths annually, mainly children under five. And that's because mosquitoes carry malaria. Around this area is West Nile virus.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and you know what? You don't really know. Like with the West Nile virus, I don't know the symptoms for malaria. I never had malaria. But the symptoms for, I think we have Boris calling in here. Let's get Boris.
Hello.
Hi, Boris.
How are you?
Good. Is this the incredible Boris?
This is the one and only. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're on the Joe Show, and my co-host, say hi to Crystal. There's a whole problem here.
Hello, Crystal.
Now, Boris, you are a hypnotist.
Correct.
And you hypnotize, like, who do you hypnotize?
Well, my primary, what I do is a comedy hypnotist. I'm a comedian that happens to present it through hypnosis.
Okay.
And it's a theatrical presentation with music and fun and people doing silly stuff. If anything that you can imagine can be done, that's my job of bringing it to the people.
Okay. Now, you have been on you've been on TV. You're no stranger to TV, right?
TV, radio, once in a while, even get my mug blasted in the newspaper.
Oh, okay. Well, you told me, that's good. You told me, though, you're on YouTube as well and look at different fears and that. But these people that you do hypnotism on, they're afraid of, like, ordinary things.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Maury Phobia show. If you guys get a chance to watch the Maury Povich show, where people are terrified of really silly and unusual stuff, well, I'm the hypnotist that actually gets a chance to get them to handle whatever they're terrified of by the end of the show. So. Yeah, go ahead. It's the first question. I'll even jump before you start. Are they real? Is this for real? Are these people actors, or what's going on? Because this sounds too silly and too outrageous to be true. Right?
Right.
Well, yeah,
right.
No, they're absolutely real. Actually, I don't even know who the people are before I start with them. I fly into New York, and they actually been, most of them come from different parts in the country. And the way it airs, just like all of the shows, you get a chance to see. If you have this thing, then call the show right now.
Right.
Well, I'm that guy that gets a chance to, well, the reason I do the show is help is available.
Right.
If you're watching and that's probably you or somebody that you know, then hypnosis is very effective for phobias. So all of a sudden I get a chance to introduce people to the positive side of hypnosis rather than the entertainment side.
Now, does it actually work?
Yes, absolutely, and that's exactly what you get a chance to show. I just recently, literally last week, filmed another episode, which you'll get a chance to see very soon, I guess, whenever the network is done editing it and putting it all together. Different phobias, and you've seen them. I'm sure it's all over YouTube. We're talking millions and millions of hits on just little tiny clips that everybody gets a chance to see, from people terrified of cotton balls to balloons.
Oh, my goodness. Now, what is the weirdest, strangest thing someone has been afraid of? Like, I know you got your, like, okay, well, cotton balls is kind of weird, balloons is kind of weird, but you have your regular phobias, of course, of spiders and that, but what's the weirdest one that sticks in your mind?
You know what? I just dealt with that one last week, and that was Jell-O.
Jell-O?
Now, was it...
Well, that's exactly why I took this. It sounds funny at first, but then you take a look and there's a therapeutic side to it. It's a lot of fun being able to see, and I can only describe it, somebody watching what I do, because at first there's disbelief. And
right.
Then you step aside and, no, this possibly could be real. I'm not quite sure. And then all of a sudden there's that switch to the other side. Yes, I believe in it. I can't believe that this can actually be done. And so simple, well, I almost make it look simple just because all it is, your mind is like a mental Rolodex.
Right.
And I just rearrange that Rolodex to all of a sudden remove the fear and tiptoe around it, where your mind, any time that something like that comes around again, you actually don't have to exhibit the same behavior.
I pictured that. As literal as you said, as in taking the card out and like putting it through the shredder. Like, I don't need that here anymore.
Yeah. Now,
well, that is exactly. Think of it as a garbage can that you just throw stuff that's not necessary into and move on with the stuff that actually makes you feel good and makes everything around you positive.
Now, is it easy to get hypnotized?
Absolutely. The thing is, how can I say this bluntly? I have no supernatural powers, which unfortunately Hollywood tends to relate that, yes, a hypnotist is a guy with a watch, usually an older guy that says, look into my eyes, with a strange accent. I have the accent, but, you know, I don't even have a swinging pocket watch. Well, everybody can be hypnotized. The way it works, anybody, we all experience hypnosis daily. We just never put a name to it. It's basically your conscious mind drifting off.
Oh.
And the subconscious literally takes everything blindly. The conscious is basically a guard that stands at the door and says, this suggestion can pass through, this suggestion cannot, because it doesn't make any sense. As a hypnotist on stage, I tend to show you the outrageous side of it, where when people will do silly stuff, I actually confuse the conscious mind and go directly to the subconscious, which doesn't do any reasoning.
Right.
Right.
Now,
so it just takes everything blindly.
How long have you been doing hypnotism?
Well, this is going on 25 years plus.
Wow.
I started really, really young.
Right.
And it's true. I was young, silly, and this was a way for me. I read a book one time, and the book is actually, if you get a chance to pick it up, it's called The Search for Bridie Murphy. It's about a gentleman who, through hypnosis, regresses a lady past her birth. So it's
okay.
Talking about past life regression and all of that stuff. And the session that he does it is, does this and happens to be recorded.
Right.
So she tells him as a different character, which was Bridie Murphy, the names of places, the facts, stuff that goes on around her. And this happened to have been, you know, so many years before this lady was born. So the hypnotist says, ooh, that's interesting. Let's see if any of this is true, and goes and verifies the facts. And the facts happen to be true.
Right.
Right. And I was one of the few that actually bothers to find out, ooh, I need to know more about this. And I guess over the years have read most of the medical libraries on hypnosis and dealt with different types of subjects that entail from what you might call the occult to the, okay, that's just a normal thing. But people don't realize it's starting to get more and more recognized as a legitimate profession and a legitimate thing rather than a sideshow.
Right. Right. Have you ever been hypnotized?
Absolutely. A really wise man told me at one point in time, what would you know what your subjects feel like if you haven't experienced it yourself? Go and try it for yourself. And right. Earlier on, I guess I would jump up on stage with anybody who, well, at the time didn't know who I was, and eventually your name gets into the papers and face on television. So at that point in time, it's more like, oh, who is this guy? He looks familiar.
We're talking with hypnotist the incredible Boris, and you're saying to look out for you on more. You're going to be sugar. Is there anywhere else that you're going to be performing or anywhere else that we can maybe make mentions about?
Absolutely. Well, I travel primarily across U.S. and Canada, and actually in a week and a half or so, I'll be at the casino in Winnipeg. If anybody's listening, the Regent Casino, there's October 5 and 6, two shows a night.
Perfect. And I want to thank you very much for calling us.
Thanks. And you know what? You are on the Internet. People can actually watch these videos. Do you post links on your site, or can I just say one?
Go ahead. Give us your website. Go ahead.
Easy enough. IncredibleBoris.com. Watch some videos. It's actually the fun stuff about it. You can watch some old Maury clips of mine and also other shows or other things that I have done. And hopefully it'll show you what hypnosis is all about.
All right. Well, we greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much for taking your time and calling us in. And all the best to you.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
All right. Nice talking to you, too. Take care, Boris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and there's the incredible Boris, who is a hypnotist. And check him out. He's going to be on Maury and going to be at Casino Winnipeg,
yeah.
He said, as well. And, yeah, look, hypnotism, if you want to find out, go to his website, IncredibleBoris.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The day is just going by fast. Another comedian of the day. Comedian of the day is going to be Dane Cook.
Funny, funny man.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
We'll have him on right after this.
We're inside Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments, making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right. That should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
All right, welcome back to the Joe Show on blogtalkradio.com. I can't believe it. The kids just went back to school September 4th. We're September 19th, and they had a PA day.
Funny thing about that was, I could bring it home and do hair. I said, okay, whatever. So she starts out on her run this morning, got halfway through the run, and then they tell her that it was a PA day.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
So she called me and was like, I'm going to be a little early. So.
That's hilarious. That is funny. They never even told her.
It was funny. Oh, they probably did. She's like, one ear out the other. I laughed at her. I thought it was quite funny.
That is pretty funny,
It's usually the kid, right? Like, standing outside waiting for the bus and it never comes.
Right.
Where's the bus? Oh, it's PA day. Excellent. Not the bus driver going around looking for all the kids. I'm like, why is nobody coming on?
Talking with Incredible Boris, he's from Ontario.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's from Thornhill, Ontario.
So you probably shouldn't give too much of that out.
No.
No.
But still, Incredible Boris, thank him very much. Ontario people can become famous. That's what I got to keep on telling myself.
I've never been hypnotized myself. I know you have.
I have, and I've done funny things, and maybe one day I'll upload clips and more.
Yeah, back
one
in
day.
High school, were you hypnotized?
No, not in high school.
No? Okay.
Not in high school. I was hypnotized by Danny V.
I know Adam and them that we used to go to school with in elementary were hypnotized up on stage.
Right.
In high school. I don't remember if you were there to watch that.
No.
And they're just like, they made them do funny things, and he made him think that they were naked.
If that was during second of period, I had...
Said, like, and they were all like, oh my God, and they were trying to hide on stage, right?
Right.
And I said, you will forget all about this until you walk outside of the school. Then you will remember that you were naked on stage, but they weren't really, right?
Right.
So, whatever, snap his fingers, did we did. And they're just, like, walking around like nothing happened until as soon as they stepped foot out of the school, faces went beet red. I was just like, wow.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
Well, talking about school and all that stuff, Dane Cook calling an English person here about our English class, wants to take English studies. And here's the phone call from Dane Cook, our comedian of the day.
Good afternoon, the New England School of English.
I want to learn English.
Okay. Would you like me to send you information?
Please, on English, yes.
Okay.
I need to know.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is English.
Can you spell your name?
I-N...
Yes? Tell me your name again.
Ingley.
Ingley. I-N-G-L-E.
I need to know English.
Yes?
I am new.
Okay.
Right?
Yes?
Teach me English.
Would you like me to send you information?
A what?
Would you like me to send you information so that you can take our classes?
I want to know English. My wife and I want to know English.
Okay. Do you know how to get to our school?
What?
Do you know how to get to our school?
I could, yes, please.
Okay.
Please give me address.
Yes, 36.
Yes.
JFK Street.
Teach English.
Yes.
How much for English?
$1,025.
Are you serious? That's a lot of money to learn English. Bye.
For more information, check out
www.danecook.com.
There you go.
That was awesome.
So he calls up a place to learn English.
$1,025. That is ridiculous.
I'm never learning English.
Well, he can barely speak it now anyway.
Ace of Base right now on the Joe Show on blogtalkradio.com.
And if you
Joe Show on blogtalkradio.com. Don't turn around. We're going to be turning around and taking this show right to the end until 4:30. There's about 6 minutes left. I want to thank the incredible Boris for joining us.
Yeah.
Well, it was great for him to call in. And we thank him very much. Talk a little bit about hypnotism as well. We'll have another show tomorrow.
Same time. 3:30.
Same place, 3:30 to 4:30.
Yes.
All right.
Then we're off to nursing.
That's right. We're back after these messages.
An irregular heartbeat can mean that your heart is beating too fast or too slow. It can lead to shortness of breath, dizziness, even death. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation funded research into the use of devices like the implantable pacemaker that make an irregular heartbeat regular, keeping hearts beating the way they should. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
All right, welcome back to the Joe Show here on blogtalkradio.com. That I had a phone call and just wanted to go do. October 10th, I'm working the Canadian election, provincial election. I'm a DOE or ROE or something.
DMV.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm
as long as you're not DOA, we're doing fine.
What's DOA? You're
not a rival.
That's our show. Thank you very much. We're DOA. No.
DOD, dead on departure.
At 3:30, we're DOA. At 4:30, we're DOD. That's pretty good. Anyways, I have to go for a training to be this DOD or DOA. Or
DOD, DOA.
Whatever I am. DOE, DOE, I don't know. So, yeah. Anyways, I want to say we're going to have our next show tomorrow, like I said, 3:30 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Wednesday and Thursday again, 3:30 to 4:30. Then the first week in October, we're going to take vacation time. If these schools can take time off, so can we.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
We'll have time off starting the second week in October, which will be October 8th. It's Thanksgiving, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We are still going to be off.
On the Monday. Like everyone else.
But the 10th and the 11th, we'll be back. All right. Then the third Monday in October,
which is the 15th,
we're going to have a special half-hour show. If it goes well with half-hour, with 4 weeks, we'll expand it to an hour.
Okay.
But I have a special show that we're going to do, and it's going to involve
like
my...
Joey never tells me any of these things. He just, you know...
I don't tell you anything until we do it on the show right now.
Exactly. This makes me worry sometimes.
But we're going to do a half-hour show. It's going to be special. It's going to involve my workers, my clients, and that stuff.
Okay.
All right? We're going to do it from your house. You didn't know that yet, but yeah.
And well, apparently I'm being told we're doing this at my house.
And for that, I got to say this.
Thank you for being a friend.
Being a friend, it's going to be a huge friend for me for tomorrow because, yeah, you're my audio video person for a show I'm doing.
The only people the crew, not Joe, it's just me.
You are the crew.
I am the crew.
You are my crew.
This is my pep talk. You are the crew. You can do it.
You can do it, man. It's all right. You can do my sound and my pictures and my video all at the same time. You got
everything strapped to me. I don't drop anything.
And that's all, folks.